We're in the Siman Dalad, Seif Dalad. And he says now, Afilu Misha Natal Yadav, even once you've washed your hands and the Ruach HaTum is gone. So we're like, he's like giving you like separate, I don't call it advice, but a separate issue, right? He says still, Lo Yimashmash B'Pi HaTabat Tamid. Don't constantly play, push, whatever it is, touch your anus. We said that was their technique to get them to have a movement, but don't do that a lot. You get irritated, you'll get whatever, irritated, infection, whatever it is, hemorrhoids, all the above. It's not good for you. Don't do it. You shouldn't touch the place where they stuck the needle in to let blood, which if you donate blood or you give a blood sample, so then that's the same thing, that's a makam hakaza. Shemishmush hayad mazik lechabura, because the prodding of your hand to that wound will cause it damage. Again, maybe the pshat is simply germs, but maybe there's more to it, or maybe it's both. I don't know. I can't say. But we'll assume it's more than germs, and we would apply it even if you got your latex gloves on, whatever it is. Okay. So there, this is Sivkat and Gimel, which I already said once before. He says, by the way, the Kodam Latila, before you wash your hands, Yesh Osrin Meliga Pia Tabat Afilo B'mikra. Those that you shouldn't touch your rear end at all before you wash your hands, like say to wipe yourself or wipe your child. V'chein la'ama b'makam ha'nekev. Same goes for the urethral hole, whatever, where you pee out of. Afilo imhu naso, even if you're married, doesn't make a difference. V'chein kahai gavna b'makam nekev ha'kaza. Same goes for the place where you have a wound, any place, a hole in your skin, whatever it is. Ki az yuchal ha'ruach ra'a la'hazik l'chol nekev sheba guf. Any hole you have in your body, the ruach ra'a can find its way in. So that's that. I don't know what the din is. Yeah, that's that. Okay.
So wait a minute. So